Hello, audio listeners of the world. My name is Elijah. I'm a college student.
My name is Noah. I'm a middle schooler. We're brothers, and this is our podcast.
High Five Club. Before this, Noah, I was looking into some ways that we could make the echo reduced on our sound effects on our room.
Okay.
And there's some great tips from this website, Soundproof Whiz.
Look at the whiz, the soundproof whiz we got right here.
Listening to some great, it's like a, oh, Al Wayne.
Al Wayne.
I was looking at that little cartoon of the
Al Wayne is a soundproof whiz. So if you ever need some soundproof whiz, go to soundproofwhiz.com.
Okay, so I was looking in their tips, and one of the tips says use something called bass traps. And I was like, what the heck is a bass trap? I've never heard of that in my life. And it said you can click here to view the current prices on Amazon. And, it's basically a broken link, so he needs to update it. But they're these foam corners that you just, like, stick in the corners of your room. Apparently, that's going to reduce all the... I don't believe it.
So all I have to do is get a bunch of, like, cut up mattress foam and put it all around the room, and I'll have a reduced noise canceling.
It's all foam. He says they're great at reducing the velocity. I don't think that's going to help us with Erica.
Sorry.
It says add plants and carpeting floor. Well, we have carpeting floor and rugs. So I don't know. I heard rugs. Someone records in their closet with all their clothes. Do you think we would fit inside?
I don't think we'd fit in a closet.
I don't think I could even fit my laptop inside my closet. It's so stuffed full of sweaters.
Okay, so now actually we're wishing you guys all a happy new year, that we're starting back our episodes up weekly. We took a little short break, but now we're back for the new year. We have a better and safe year. That's pretty much it. Let's get into newsworthy headlines. Elijah,
well, what I had written here was that we're wishing every member of the High Five Club a safe and joyous new year, Noah.
Well, now, Elijah, I don't know, did you have a very newsworthy headline tonight? Because happynews.com.
Okay, well, don't reveal the secret. Yeah, so we have a great Happy News article, and this is filed under the category Heroes. So let's hear about this great article.
Let's hear about it.
Happynews.com. A little girl and a fairy form a quarantine friendship. Smile face emoticon.
Smile face.
Healthy, happy news. Oh, good. So this is in the healthy and heroes.
I'm glad this is not sad, unhealthy news.
No, this is happy, healthy news. So
what do I think?
Do you have that ad on yours for Bigfoot, UFOs, and sinkholes? An emergency number magnet? It says it's a fun gift idea. I'm kind of interested. See a UFO? Call Supernatural Research. See a Kardashian? Call TMZ. See a sinkhole? Call sinkhole.org. See a meteor? Call the Field Museum in Chicago. See Bigfoot? Contact the Bigfoot Research Hotline. See a ghost? Contact ghostresearch.org.
Well, these are some very...
Witness a zombie uprising?
Find a dinosaur femur.
Okay, so that's that. Okay, so listen to this article I'll write it out. Magic happens when Kelly finds a garden fairy on one of her walks and sparks a friendship between her and the garden's owner. Okay, what? The garden belonged to a very young child, Eliana, who Kelly exchanges notes for 9 months.
Wait, who is he changing notes?
Who is Kelly?
Who likes the garden? Is it the little girl that likes the garden? She sends notes to the other lady? Or is it the adult lady that's sending notes to the child?
Okay, well, what we're seeing here in this image is an adult woman. She's dressed kind of like a Renaissance fair coat. She's wearing a face mask, and she has kind of a little bit of pink hair. And then we're seeing this little girl. She's wearing like a puffy vest and a mask. And they're standing next to this little tiny
rocks
that has like all these little trinkets that you might find like at the Home Goods store. Okay, so let's keep reading. A little walk would clear out the mind and lighten up the burdens of the day. But Kelly Victoria's walk in her Los Angeles, California neighborhood led to an unlikely friendship that would carry them through quarantine. Kelly had a heavy heart for personal problems. Oh, don't we all?
How do they get this information?
I don't know. It doesn't say that.
Kelly said I had this.
It was an interview.
They assumed that Kelly had.
And it was the beginning of the pandemic and quarantine was taking a toll. She was not expecting to see a cute fairy garden at the base of her tree. According to the note, it belonged to a little girl, named Elena, who's feeling sad and lonely. On the spot, Kelly decided to cheer her up by writing to her that she was a fairy named Sapphire. Okay, she's straight out lying to this little girl. Mm-hmm. And she decided to live in the tree. She also left. Okay, then it says dot, dot, dot.
So what did
Someone submitted this post. I think that they're just aggregating a different website. Yeah, they're aggregating healthyhappynews.com. Oh.
Okay. Wait, where do you go?
Oh, this place, if you click that link, this place has many more images of the actual fair garden.
Oh, okay.
It's like little toys and stuff. Okay, that was a... Okay, Happy News was just...
Happy News, we need to see a healthy Happy News.
Oh, she was writing this on Twitter, too. That's how they got the story.
Look at those elf ears. Is that real ears? Is that her real ears?
Oh, I don't... You know they do have that. Okay, she wore elf ears. No. She photoshopped herself to look small. After 9 months, Elena's family was moving away. So they decide to see each other before the move. Oh my gosh, now they're continuing this lie. And so Sapphire explained a note that when fairies move houses, they grow to the size of a human just for one day to move all their belongings.
They're lying to this little girl.
After testing negative for COVID, they met. They share a fun afternoon to get to know each other and hope one day she can grow older. The pandemic really can't stop magic from happening. And then, okay, so happynews.com sourced that from healthyhappynews.com, and then they in turn had sourced it from a website called inspiremore.com.
So they're just sniping other articles from other websites.
And then inspiremore.com had just written this article based on some viral tweets. So everything comes back to Twitter, of course.
Oh, and then we got a nice blog comment that said from Ricky Kelly.
Tell us, Ricky.
Elena. You are both beautiful people. I will carry you in my heart for a long time, and no camp pandemic can take away the joy you have both given me. I love you with all my heart.
That Ricky. Did Ricky think that
this was going to be popular, and then she was going to get a bunch of
They must have thought it. All right. Now we had some great famous birthdays. This is from famous birthdays. You know that famousbirthday.com algorithm is like wild how they're ranking birthdays. There's not actually a lot of January 1st birthdays that are, you know, all that special, but...
All that special. So nobody's birthday on January 1st is special.
Well, just that people know. And so the number one famous birthday was Poppy. Do you remember Poppy?
I'm Poppy. Doesn't she have a 10-minute video of herself saying, I'm Poppy? That has
Yeah, that's what she's iconic for. She also has some great hit songs like I'm in Love with My Computer and stuff like that. Are you pulling something one of hers up right now, Noah? Poppy does like hard rock music now. The Tragic Real Life.
I'm Poppy. Here it is.
No, that's a whole documentary. Poppy predicting COVID. Okay, wait. Let's just find her iconic "I'm Poppy" video. Okay. No. No. Okay. Apparently, she's not doing that anymore.
Wait, if we just sent
I'm what Poppy,
we
maybe
we're just looking. I'm Poppy, so you guys can hear some great.
I'm Poppy.
There
it is. Iconic. It's 5 years ago.
I'm Poppy. Isn't this a great video that has 26 million views?
I mean, it is pretty iconic. She has like this very like white hair, and she's in this like fully. She like basically like brought in like e-girls, e-boys, like VSCO and TikTok style trends, because she's like fully like decked out as like a fake influencer, and she has like this white hair, and she's dressed all of these very pastel room
colors, and it's her saying I'm Poppy for 10 minutes.
I mean, it's truly an iconic video.
It has best. This is like one of the first videos where I've seen where the dislike ratio there's half of the number of there's more.
Say the numbers.
So there's 385,000 likes and 192,000 dislikes. So like, there's more than half the number of dislikes than likes.
A terrible ratio on that.
Usually, like on a video, I don't know. Here, let's just click a random.
She's back. Dream sister joined.
Tommy and it. His are usually like 318,000 to 4,200 dislikes. So. You can see that's a horrible ratio.
But nonetheless, Poppy is the top birthday for January 1st.
Because she's getting us to talk about it.
Is it Poppy, the actress who plays Poppy, whose birthday? Or is it the character of Poppy, whose birthday is the number one? I think it's the character of Poppy who has the January 1st birthday.
Is Poppy's Poppy?
I don't think it's Poppy's? The actress who portrays Poppy.
Or is it Poppy's Poppy?
And Poppy's Poppy. The second most birthday on famousbirthdays.com was Paul Revere. In current events. <I'm upset. laughs> Okay, Noah, you want to tell about the first... Oh, I'll talk about this current event.
And I'll talk about the second current
event. Okay, so The Great Gatsby entered the public domain. You know the public domain has, like, after so and so many years, like 80 years or whatever, things are just public domain. Anyone mm-hmm. can use them. Anyone can publish books after that or music or something. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, like Beethoven's music is, like, in the public domain because it's, like, so old. And, like, it's Beethoven, like, doesn't have the rights to that anymore.
Beethoven has the rights written on his grave.
But, so a lot of books, I think I read George Orwell's, like, his book 1984 is entering the public domain. But a big one that has been trending on social media is The Great Gatsby. Because, of course, people love The Great Gatsby. It's, like, an iconic 1920s, like, swinging 20s book. And a trend that I've seen lately is people wanting the Disney to use the Muppets in adaptations. Because, you know, like, they have, like, the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Everyone wants to use the Muppets as the Muppets.
Like, well, the Muppets can be, like, any characters because they like doing these, like, spoofs, like, yeah. like, plays on it. So I've seen big trends that people want them to make a Muppets version of The Great Gatsby that has, like... That'd Gonzo be, as Jay Gatsby and like Kermit is
very wild.
I think it would be funny, and I was watching one that they make fun of. What was the Muppet? I don't know what the Muppets one was. That it looked so funny. They were like the Muppets like are making they like know perfectly how to spoof everything, and they like make like meta commentary about like we're in a movie, like we're movie stars and stuff.
So do you think that'd be a good idea?
Well, I mean, I would like to see it,
but. Would it be a good investment for Disney?
Well, couldn't... The thing is, like, Disney... Like, the Muppets are, like... They already have the Muppets. They can make that so cheaply. Like, you don't even have to go... You can make that all in, like, a grand scale. And people will, like, watch that. Like, you don't need to spend a lot of money on a Muppets movie. You just need the puppeteers. And you need, like, people to do voice acting. But you don't actually have to go anywhere. It can look like cheap sets and stuff. Like, Sesame Street's filmed, like, on, like, 4 different sets. That whole show.
Well, that... But Sesame Street is a different level than the Muppets. It's a lot better. It's the best quality show. If you can make a choice between any show and Sesame Street for quality-wise,
Sesame Street is the best quality show ever produced? That's what you're going on?
It teaches and it tells people how to learn, and it has great production value.
I'll go smarter, stronger, kinder. See,
do you remember Sesame our theme Street. Show for any other
Yes, I know show. Tons of theme songs for tons of different shows.
Okay, whatever you say. So our second current event is the Dream fake face reveal. So if you guys don't know, Dream is a very popular Minecraft YouTuber who has exactly...
Well, mainly Twitch streamer, I think. I don't think he's particularly known for...
Well,
but this,
he has lots of subscribers.
Just like streaming culture has really become the story of 2020.
15.1 million subscribers.
And I think he started the year with like 100,000 or something like that.
He is known for... being with two things. One, with Mr. Beast, he films lots of videos with and on his gaming channel. And second, he's known for filming Manhunt videos, which is basically people chasing him around Minecraft, and he's just bossing them around because apparently he's very, very good at
Minecraft. He had a big cheating scandal last month that he cheated his way through Minecraft.
His speed run.
And
Biggest cheating scandal in speedrunning history is the number one video. Okay,
that is the most dramatic search thing when you search Dream. But yeah, so he's part of this group of these people like Tommy Innit and Wilbur Soot and George Not Found. It's like all these people have become popular kind of together over Twitch.
Well, he did make a YouTube channel. He's had it for over a year.
Well, they stream with like Pokimane and all the biggest streamers basically.
He's very popular.
And they mostly play Minecraft, but. He was supposed to do a big face reveal today, right? Because YouTube decided not to do a...
YouTube Rewind,
because they were like, that's rude to the year to do it, I guess. Because most of the content people were probably watching on YouTube this year was, like, news. And so they're not going to, like, make a news recap. They want to do, like, a fun recap.
But Mr. Beast took it upon himself to make a recap. So he made a 2020 Rewind, and Dream was supposed to reveal his face.
Because he basically... A big face reveal in internet culture, if you're not aware, is that... There's these people who don't show who they are in videos, or they're just running an Instagram account, and they're, like, a fan account, and they're like, oh, I'm a huge, I don't know, Kermit the Frog fan, and they only post Kermit stuff, but then eventually, like, they'll say, hey, if I get to 100,000 followers, I'll do a face reveal, and I'll show you guys what I look like.
But, so he was supposed to do one, because he is over 15 million, he said, like, 2020 is a tough year, I'll show my face January 1st. And so then Mr. Beast's video came out, and everyone was expecting Dream to do a face reveal. And they had this big dramatic scene where he had a piece of paper with his Dream Smile Face logo on the front. And then he took it away and everyone expected for him to see it. But it was just another mask of Dream Smile Face on. People were outraged.
So now the trend on Twitter has been neck reveal. And neck reveal is like one of the top trends on Twitter right now.
And then people are making conspiracies. Like I saw a video that said, is Dream Mr. Beast? Because they took a picture of Dream's elbow and compared it to Mr. Beast's elbow.
Are you kidding?
No, I'll show you.
Okay, you don't need to show me. I believe you.
I'll show you after.
That's the extent that people go to. But it's obvious that this is like a kid.
He's like 20 years
old. Like a 20-year-old kid.
That is just trying... He's trying to milk it as long as he can.
Yeah, but maybe it'll be a thing, like, tomorrow, like, he'll actually do a face reveal or something. But, I mean, he wants to be talked about on Trender, Tinder... Well, Tinder. Not Tinder. Twitter, thank you. And get trending. So, Noah, what is our politics update today? Oh, this is actually my category, isn't it?
This is your category.
So, there's some big things that are happening. So, there's been a very stagnant debate about the... stimulus checks, STEMI is trending on...
STEMI.
Because I guess overnight, into the new year, they've already put up, $600, which was the initial amount for the new stimulus check in the United States. That got... A lot of people got it already, mm-hmm. But obviously the debate is because people are saying that they should give $2,000 to people, and so that's what people are trying to fight for right now. But they're already giving out the $16 one, so it's a little confusing. But a big part of this is that everyone's waiting for that Georgia Senate race on January 5th. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
Because Georgia came into a runoff, basically. So there's two senator spots where it wasn't decided yet. And, you know, there's two senator spots for every state. And so this is actually going to determine the entire balance in probably the next 4 years of how political decisions are going to get made, because if the two Democratic candidates win, then the main fields, the House, the Senate, and the executive office will be democratically run. But if the two Republican candidates win, then the Senate will be Republican run. So it's
basically
run.
Whoever wins, and they control the Senate pretty much.
They control the Senate, exactly.
Or that and party does.
That's going to determine if the Democratic Party has the Senate, then decisions will get passed along. But if the Republican Party has it, then they'll of course be like the House versus the Senate, which is what we've had, and things don't get passed as easily because there's
two different sides
in power. Exactly.
Okay, so we have our Friday sports update. Well, it's more of like a headline that I came up with because I'm good at writing headlines.
You wrote this headline yourself?
Yes.
Okay, tell us.
Did Tom Brady really change the Patriots? So pretty much Tom Brady...
Wow, that is such a clickbaity headline.
You put
a picture of like Tom Brady and he's like has like a like his face or he's disappointed. That's what it is.
So he if you don't know Tom Brady, are you living under a rock? Pretty much, literally.
Maybe.
Lots of people have heard of him. He's the number one quarterback right now in the NFL. He's played for about 20 years.
Oh my gosh.
And so he's played for the Patriots for 19 years, and the Patriots have been to the Super Bowl 10 years in a row from 2009 to 2019. But Tom Brady was drafted to, he left the Patriots for the first time, moved to the Buccaneers, who were a relatively bad team and hadn't make the playoffs for a while. And when he left, the Patriots aren't making the playoffs for the first time since 2008. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are making the playoffs. So I guess the question is, probably, if he wins the Super Bowl, then it really proves that he's the best quarterback.
And that wasn't just the team?
It wasn't just the whole team.
Who did he bring along with us? Rob Gronkowski, yeah. That's who he brought to the Buccaneers. And I don't know, I haven't really watched any football this year. I'll watch like the Super Bowl.
Well, that's the only game that really matters. What? Unless your team is like...
Yeah, obviously that's the only game that really matters.
Or
but
if your team is like 15-0 and might have a perfect record for the season.
I wonder what the Super Bowl's going to look like. Do you know where it's supposed to be this year?
Give me a sec.
Because I wonder how that's going to look like. I think that certain places have been letting fans back in the stadium, but...
I'll limit to level after they have a test. They have to have a present... I think the present result of a negative test and they can come in.
But I don't think it'll change that much, actually, because you're going to have the halftime show, and that's going to be regular. Those are, half the halftime show stuff is already taped, like, beforehand anyway.
Okay, Super Bowl 54, right? February, no, well, no, Super Bowl 55.
2021.
Tampa Bay, Florida.
Oh my gosh.
And the Buccaneers Stadium.
Well, as we know, Florida has, like, literally no restrictions, so, yeah, I don't think anything. And when's it supposed to be this year?
February 7th.
So I'm sure it's still going to happen. We'll just have to see how it goes.
And then next year is going to be in Cali. So, like...
Well, that's a whole year away. But we'll see how this goes. So, our entertainment recommendations. Back on December 25th, two, like, big movies that were going to be in theaters this year, over the summer, actually, were released on streaming platforms.
They were Soul and Wonder Woman 1984.
We've already watched Soul, and I think it was a really good movie. It deals with, you know, following your dreams and living your life to the fullest, that sort of thing. So it's like a positive
source of energy. Positive message in a lighthearted way. So this one is good for a little child.
For younger kids and, you know, for little the whole child. Family. You'll get a lot more from it if you're older. And we haven't seen Wonder Woman 1984 yet.
I've had friends that said it's awful.
But the first Wonder Woman was really, really good. And as long as this one has some cool special effects, that one photo where Wonder Woman and Chris Pine are, like, flying through on that rocket ship, you know that shot? And there's, like, all those fireworks going off behind them. I'm down for that. And it's in the 80s, so there's going to be, like, probably some jokes about, like...
The Cold War.
I don't think there's going to be jokes about the Cold War.
Well, not jokes, but...
I'd say jokes about, like, the 80s culture.
Wasn't the last one in World War II based?
I think World War I, right?
So then they put it in the Cold War, so there's going to be a Cold War element in it.
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be a war element. But doesn't she face off against, the Greek god of war or something? Ares? Doesn't she face off against Ares?
Or, like, Thor or something. I don't know.
She doesn't face off against Thor. That would be a totally different universe.
It's something weird.
I don't know. I saw Wonder Woman a really long time ago, honestly.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, the big entertainment event that we haven't got a chance to cover during our break was that every Warner Brothers movie coming out the next year, they announced would be on HBO Max.
Which is big for movie theaters.
It's big for movie theaters because it means that potentially people will be going less. But I think for the biggest movies, like, for example, Wonder Woman, even though we had the chance to see it at home, if we were able to go to a theater right now, I think we would have gone to see that in the theater, even though we could have streamed it.
Well, I mean, we have sound bars, but most...
It's like a fun event to go to, you know? Like, we're still going to want to go see the Avengers.
Even if the element is the same, it's not the same. Like, even if you have the same sound quality or screen as the theater, or it's not the same thing as being in the theater.
Like, with a bunch of other people, everyone's cheering. Ah, yeah,
getting, having popcorn, moment. Having popcorn thrown up. Oh, every time. Have you seen that, like, whatever it is, Dr. Pepper commercial, where the guy gets scared and ridiculously throws his popcorn up in the air?
Yeah, I love that.
Like, who actually ever does that?
Those intros to the movie credits, I love the Coke song where it's like, "Oh, you won't stop me when you know that one feeling.
Nothing could ever bring us down."
Okay. You know they're doing like they're passing around like Coca-Cola.
Like, yes, that's definitely. They probably have to stop that now because that.
Oh yeah, they don't want imply people are like.
Okay, let's pass our cokes. Me, what taste my Coke?
Everyone's taking a sip of the Coke. They're gonna have to cancel that commercial, but. Yeah, it's going to be a big deal. Honestly, I don't think it's going to affect the theaters that much. People are still going to go out. And then people will probably see movies more than ever because now they'll get the chance to watch it. But a bunch of the filmmakers are complaining. And, like, I get the point. And obviously, I'm going to college, like, to be a filmmaker. And, yeah, it'll be cool to have my movie maybe, like, in a theater one day. But, like, honestly, I'm fine if people can stream at home on Netflix or HBO Max. Like,
yeah,
as long as people can see my cool movie, like...
It's okay.
Why would I care?
Elijah, do you want to read us This Week in History, presented by History... .com?
Yeah, this is presented by History. Okay, and we're not sponsored by History.com, but of course, History.com. If you're out there, we'd love to be sponsored by you.
We'd like your money, please.
So, yeah, this was the January 1st. We're just going to do these history things, not the week. I'm just going to see what History.com recommends we talk about. And so, History.com recommended that we talk about Fidel Castro today. Do you know who Fidel Castro is, Noah?
He was the ruler, or the dictator... of Cuba.
Well, that's not quite right. You may get that from my notes, but...
That's all I read from your notes.
That's not even what I had written in my notes, but...
I kind of inferred that.
And tell you a little bit about what History.com let me know today, because apparently we studied this in history, but I honestly don't remember studying any of this in history class. Like, history class isn't useful for actually remembering about history. Like, you're better off going to History.com every day and, like, learning
about...
History.com.
With dot.
So, back in 1959, this guy named Batista was the dictator of Cuba, and the USA kind of supported him in being the dictator of Cuba because he was, like, kind of, like, pro-America. So they were like, yeah, you can be a dictator as long as you're, like, pro-America. And so, back in 1959, January 1st, he was kind of forced out because the people of Cuba were like, no, we don't want this guy as dictator. And Fidel Castro's party was like this populist party that was like, they were associated with like the Russian Communist Party too, which USA was in a Cold War at the time. So their party wanted to like push out this dictator. And so America couldn't really support Batista because the people were like turning against the dictator.
But they couldn't really support the other dude either.
Because they were in the Cold War. So, wait, was it the Cold War? Yeah, at that time already?
60s? I don't know.
I don't know, but they were in that, whatever that war
the
with war,
the Cold War was in.
Communist
they,
Russia was.
They were in some war.
The Cold War went on for like forever. That's why it was cold. The Vietnam War has nothing to do with this. This was with Russia.
I don't know, I'm so confused.
But Vietnam wasn't the Communist Party in Russia.
I'm just thinking this doesn't happen in the 1960s, okay?
Okay, well, whatever it was, they like couldn't back either of them. But basically, so they basically didn't do anything. They just tried to, like, there was something called Bay of Pigs, which I don't know what that meant, but that was something in the article. And they tried to force, like, Fidel Castro out, but it didn't work because, like, he was so popular in Cuba. And
because no one wanted the other guy, so they're willing to take whatever they got.
Well, yeah, because they didn't want the dictator. And so then Fidel Castro basically ruled there until he died.
So...
Yep, that's the whole history. This Week in History, presented by History.com.
Okay, so now it says outro. Call into the hotline. Numbers, call, text, or email.
Yep, go ahead and call, text, or email us, 9494-HI-CLUB.
We actually did get a text that said hi.
Yeah, someone sent us hi, so thank you out there to whoever...
said hi, but please respond.
Please actually, why don't you bring up a topic that you want us to talk about? A question,
or say, if you want us to shout you out.
Yeah, we'll even give you a shout-out. So
we sent hi back, or Elijah did.
So. You can't just send hi to us. You kind of need to send us some more deets so that we can actually...
Just send, hi, I'm Jeff, and we'll say...
Yeah, we'll say, hey, Jeff.
Shout-out to Jeff for writing in. So shout-out to random person for writing us in.
Make sure you subscribe on any podcast platform, Apple Podcasts, tell your friends and
family.
Why
does it say every podcast Apple B?
I don't know what Apple B is, but I think that meant to say Apple... I don't know. Apple.
We'll keep it because I like that's.
Just, 5 stars, Apple Podcasts.
Tell your friends and family.
Tell your friends and family. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at High Five Club Pod. We're wishing all our podcast club members out there a great week. We're sending you a virtual high five right now. There we go. Bye, everyone.
Bye.